Europe. Ethnic minorities in France. An edgy inquiry. A taboo on studying immigrant families' performance is fraying.
By law, French authorities cannot collect ethnic statistics. All citizens are considered equal. Differentiating them is felt to imply stigmatisation, or, even worse, to echo the singling out of Jews that took place under the collaborationist Vichy regime in the 1940s. Yet, however strong the historical reasons, this approach makes it difficult to tell whether French people of different backgrounds really do fare as well as each other. A new study suggests they do not. It comes, surprisingly, from an official source, France Stratégie, the government's economic strategy unit, which is run by Jean Pisani-Ferry, an economist. The authors get round the ethnicity taboo by using census data on national origin. Several decades after mass immigration began, enough long-term data exists to see how the generation raised in France by parents from other countries has done. In a word, badly. Youth unemployment of 32% for French-born citizens whose parents arrive from Africa, including sub-Saharan countries and those of the Maghreb, is twice as high for those with no immigrant background. Fully 30% leave high school without any diploma or qualification, against 16% of those without immigrant parents. French people with parents from Africa have less stable working lives and are more likely to live in poor neighbourhoods than those with non-African immigrant backgrounds, the report finds. Other studies use the data to reveal further differences by national origin. French-born citizens with parents from Morocco or Tunisia, for example, seem to do better at school than those with parents from Algeria or the African Sahel. Only 10% of French men aged 25 to 35 with Algerian-born parents and just 9% of those with parents from the Sahel have a degree, against 19% of those with Moroccan or Tunisian parents and 23% of the non-immigrant population. Among those with Southeast Asian roots, the figure tops 30%. Girls also seem to do better than boys. Just 49% of French-born men aged 20 to 35 with Algerian parents have passed the baccalauréat, the national school leaving exam, compared with 58% of women and 68% of the non-immigrant population. Those with parents from the Sahel do little better. 63% of young French-born women have the BAC and 51% of men. Interestingly, when the sexes are combined, young French citizens born to Moroccan or Tunisian parents do better at school not only than those from Algeria or the Sahel, but also those born to parents from Portugal. Such divergent patterns mirror those found in other European countries. British-born Bangladeshis have pulled away from British-born Pakistanis in terms of school results, for instance, and now perform better than white British children. What explains the French pattern? History may play a part. The bloody war for Algeria's independence may have created feelings of hostility to the French system and general alienation, which are slow to disappear. Poverty and discrimination clearly play a role. Many French immigrants came from countries with very low living standards, like Mali, Mauritania, and Niger. And coming from a poor family background, notes the France Stratégie study, seems to have a stronger impact on school performance in France than it does in other comparable countries.